Look at him, save the day. Keeping evil far away. A brave man, like no man, be my man. Bad man. If only.
Hey, 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 what's up, guys? How's it going? I thought we'd start a little bit more romantic. I can see James is feeling the song here already. How's it going, everybody? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. And guess who's back in this? Guess who is back in the studio, Carolyn?
Not just one, but two. You already mentioned.
Not just
James.
One. Two.
Shit, two Jameses.
Two.
There's James and his clone, Danny.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Excellent.
Welcome back to the show. I don't know, I don't know when was the last time both of you been on the show. Actually, 100. I probably do know what episode it was.
I
think
like
it was the burger.
Reunion.
It was the burger challenge one, which you guys are here at the same time.
I don't know if James was here for that.
Were you here for that?
No, I wasn't on that episode.
Oh, my God. I'm wrong.
God, can't you get it right?
Then no, what was the last one?
Probably the 100 one, where we had like all five, all four of us.
That was almost a whole entire year, too,
this
then.
This is like half of the reunion episode.
Was that a year ago?
Yeah. Almost pretty much a year ago was
that.
We
already hit 150 episodes on, you know, I guess a couple weeks ago or last week for Carol Ninjo Show. What episode are we on now?
We are in 152, I believe.
152, so...
That's almost
a year. Yeah, that's a year.
The other one was the 100th episode of Carolyn and Joe's show had pretty much our whole gang together. So that was pretty awesome.
Everyone and a silent girlfriend. That was pretty much what it was on that. It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So how you guys been doing?
Not bad.
Not bad. What about you, James?
Overall, pretty good. Pretty good.
Overall.
I like
overall analysis. Pretty good.
I like hearing that, man.
I did have a bad episode last week.
I did see a Facebook update on that.
You saw that?
God, I commented on it.
What happened? I didn't know about this bad episode.
Some piece of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just tell the whole story. Let's milk it again. We got 51 minutes of awesome storytelling that we could, and you're already wearing a striped shirt. Let's go into it.
So there I was.
You're wearing an Elvis Jailhouse Rock shirt.
What day was this, James?
I'd have to check my Facebook to find out.
Facebook, the diary.
Was like 4 or 5 days ago. I had a lot going on during the day. I try to, when I'm off from work, I try to get to the gym every day.
Yeah.
So I was feeling kind of down because I hadn't been to the gym, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. Oh no, it wasn't. It was already dark. It was like 6:30 or something, but it was already dark. That's why it seemed later. But
understandable.
Yeah. So yeah, I usually like to go earlier in the day, but anyway, I gathered up some motivation and decided, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go to the gym. Started getting all pumped. So I go out to my car, and it's raining too. So and I looked at my back window, and it's kind of has that like star pattern shit all over it, like it had been shattered.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really do a double take because I figured, it's just like drops of rain or something on the outside. And then I got in the car and I looked at it from the inside, and I was like, oh god damn it, that's my window's broken. What the hell? The hell did this happen? And because I'd been home for like. Since like 11 or 11:30 in the morning, because I had some business in the morning, and anyway, then I've been home all afternoon doing stuff. So I went back out, so this happened. Long story short,
yeah,
some asshole tried to break into my car.
So you got out there, and there was already physical evidence and scrapes.
Because the way I have an FJ Cruiser, a Toyota FJ Cruiser 2010, and the way the back window is on, you know, like the back door, it doesn't open from the outside, right?
Yeah,
you have to reach in and grab the little latch. Well, anyway, That window doesn't go up and down. It's just, kind of there. But the way it is there's a little slot between the actual, window frame and the glass itself.
Yeah.
That you could stick something flat in there and try to pry it open. And that's what they were trying to do because I saw all these little chips were missing from my window. And
But nothing nothing was broken into or everything's fine?
No, I guess my alarm went off. I didn't hear it. I must have, I don't know how the hell it. Anyway, because I was parked out in the street, not exactly in front of my house.
Now, I think I was at your neighborhood before. It doesn't really seem like a dangerous neighborhood, is it?
It's not a dangerous neighborhood, and it shouldn't be, goddammit. You know, I refuse to live in crap like that. So I was, man, I was so goddamn mad. I was ready to start going Death Wish. Like,
Because that Facebook update that you did was pretty vicious, man. Anytime when the first line is like involves the phrase "piece of shit," that I sort of know that you're mad at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it happened if you were to park closer to your house? It probably would not have happened, but parking on the street allowed more opportunity for somebody that might have not even lived in the neighborhood to pull over and like,
right,
mess with your car.
Right. I mean, it was on the street, but well, I mean. Check this out. It was broad daylight, first of all. You're already a dumbass if you're going to try to commit a crime in broad daylight.
Yeah, I've never tried to commit a crime like that.
Right? Between 11 or 11:30 in the morning and 6 o'clock in the evening.
The lunchtime hour and the dinner, yeah.
When, yeah, the prime time for people traveling in and out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Secondly, it was the window that was out on the street. Not the window like next to the sidewalk, which is next to the woods. That you could easily like duck down and hide if somebody's driving.
Your only choice is just to run across the street or run around and waste time, right?
That's the window they're trying to get into.
Now, did you have anything that was like
Nothing valuable sitting out. Nothing. Like, I don't keep crap in my car.
So they were just trying to steal your car then, basically.
Yeah, that was kind of frightening to think about, you know. I don't know what the hell I would do if somebody stole my car. I would probably start just racial profiling everybody I saw. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. It was either a black guy or a Mexican.
I mean, it's great because Asians are kept out of this because what? They don't need them, right? Or do they?
Well, Asians. Well, it could have been an Asian. It could have been a white.
We gotta be equal.
You gotta be equal opportunity.
It's not racist if you include everybody.
Wait,
that's what I'm
saying. It's not politically correct, but I'm being realistic because it's those are the kind of hoodlums that hang out in my area.
Did you say hazards that hang out?
Hoodlums.
Oh,
I don't. They're on. I never see. I
you
never see
like.
That. I mean, my neighborhood is all like families.
Yeah.
Like young, like 30 something, 40 something, young families. You know?
There's like a pool and stuff in the area. Isn't there?
Yeah, there's a pool. There's
a kid, like a
because a lot of people education. Are using the pool in December.
Yeah.
However, there are some college students, but I couldn't really see them trying to break into my car either.
Yeah.
So, however, in the area, there's, you know, like Spanish gang type people, and then you know other,
some Diablos and stuff.
Some
cholos.
Are like
some homies,
cholos.
And so I'm just
some chinchillas.
I'm using my investigative. Expertise to try to, you know, figure out who it could have been. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I mean, all these profiles are in Wikipedia, so it's okay, you know?
Because I'll tell you, if I find a white guy messing with my car, he's going to be biting the curb
just as much.
Yeah.
You put that was the
hell
closer.
Yeah, I put that shit.
That was the closer in your Facebook message.
You know, it's funny because my uncle, I don't think about it sometimes, my uncle, who's a Catholic priest,
yeah,
he's friends with me on Facebook. Like, all my aunts and uncles and little cousins.
But are, you know, but they're probably
I'm
used
friends
to that.
With my priest on Facebook too.
I don't care because that's me. I keep it real.
You keep it real. You gotta keep
just
it real.
Like the blacks do.
Keep it real.
So what happened after that? So basically, did you leave a report? Did you?
Yeah, I called.
Was literally the first thing you did go on Facebook, or did you wait some time?
No, that was like later at night. So anyway, I'm already pissed off because I'm gonna have to. You know, I'm skipping the gym, and. I get my phone. The iPhone's pretty cool because I just looked it up on the internet and looked in like the, Fairfax County Police Department.
Yeah.
And then it pulls up like the non-emergency number. So you just have to click on it with your thumb and it automatically calls it.
So we just turned right into an iPhone commercial right now.
Yeah. You don't even have to.
James goes from being sponsored by Droid for a whole episode to being the iPhone.
You don't even have to type in the number.
Don't
you just,
even have to call.
You find the webpage and then it already comes up highlighted and you click it.
Wow.
Right? So anyway, I called it and reported it, and the guy was like, I said, well, I mean, what, are you guys going to actually come out here and look at it, or am I just, you know,
out of luck, man?
Yeah, the guy's like, well, basically all we do here is just kind of take the report and note it and whatever. You can just, you know, so we give you a number, so you can give that to your insurance. I'm like, Gus, all right, great. I mean, so you basically do nothing.
So do nothing, yeah. So just...
yeah, so then I called my insurance. I have USAA, which... if we can be sponsored by USAA for the episode,
that would be amazing.
USAA is amazing.
I love all this sponsorship.
USAA is the best goddamn insurance company out there. They hooked me up. Just like, remember I told
what
that story
about
that Haji guy?
This is car insurance, right?
Oh, it's car insurance. You can do banking, savings, checking.
Banking, savings, and checking?
Loans,
what
is car, and house.
Wait, what does that mean, though? So if anything happens, they what?
I'm saying they have... They're multifaceted. They got a lot of things going for them. I have everything. I'm dropping Bank of America. If you guys out
I do
there
remember,
have
I heard that remember. Bank of America is like one of the worst ones because they actually like allow illegal immigrants and stuff to get accounts.
Oh, wait, let's get Danny in this conversation too.
Oh, before Danny jumps in, let me add just one thing.
Before Danny jumps in.
Yeah, no.
He's remember, blocking my mic.
Sorry, hold on. Damn it. Before, jeez. Well, anyway, that's kind of the end of the story with this, as far as my insurance took care of it. And I went and got my glass changed the next day, and it's hard to come by FJ glass.
You said Haji again on the show.
Yeah, no, remember that Haji guy? Remember that Haji motherfucker?
I wasn't there.
No, I told the story on here. Remember he backed into my car and then
Johnny questioned.
Yeah, his name was Haji.
His name was Mustafa, actually. He was cocksucker. So anyway, yeah, they hooked me up. They waived my deductible on that. I didn't even have to pay the $500 deductible. They just fixed it for free that time.
Was it a pretty difficult... like write up or anything like that?
No,
probably not, because like
what's going on here? Oh,
it's but basically, you know, guy breaks in tries to break in your car and you have a broken window, and that's, you know, what else can they do about it at that point?
Yeah, they have to show some degree of like sympathy. I mean, why, that would be really messed up for them to charge you a deductible or make you pay the deductible for something that really wasn't your fault.
Yeah, but I mean, I gotta admit, I did go into kind of a racist rant on the phone with the guy.
Oh, God.
And I was like, how are you gonna tell me, you know, goddamn fucking, you know, third generation American veteran, you know, born here, you know, I served my country and whatever, and you're not gonna take my word over some guy named Mustafa that doesn't even speak English? Holy, what the hell is going on here? You know, what's wrong with this country?
Did they?
I was like, yeah, you know, sir, I really, you know,
I'm with
where you're
you.
Coming from.
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you.
I'm on your team.
But anyway,
off,
so I got
off
that
the record,
fixed up.
Sir. We agree.
But, that's why your service is so fast and so.
Yeah, but the reason that I was saying the reason that I was originally gonna leave Bank of America,
yeah,
was because I went in one day to the Bank of America in Herndon or Reston. And the guy greets me with a hola senor.
It's those little things,
no,
man.
Dude,
those little things.
I'm not an expert on it, but I've just, out of everyone, Bank of America is like the worst from what I hear.
See, I'm not part of Bank of America. Is it just because they greet people with Spanish or
their customer service sucks?
They're just horrible.
I guess we're not going to sponsor Bank of America today.
They're charging people all these ridiculous fees, man. I got
what type
$35
of fees?
Fee.
For what? For just being a customer?
It had to do
being
with
a member?
It had to do with some checks that I wrote, and then my... Like, I've been, like, a platinum member and advantage whatever for all this time.
What does that give you?
But then I've
nothing.
Been,
nothing?
Yeah, really nothing. Just, you know, it's
it just shows that you've been around all that
prestige,
time.
Prestige, man. Prestige worldwide.
Prestige worldwide.
That's how they treat their valued customers.
But like I said, I've been moving all my money over to USAA.
Prestige
and,
worldwide.
And my bank account fell, like, you know, real low because I've been taking all my money out, and they charged me like $35 for some crap.
That's what I hear. Like, if your money goes a certain level, they charge you every month. Is that what happens?
I don't know, man. I give up.
They're horrible.
So really, today everyone should go to what insurance or what?
All right, go ahead and switch over to USAA for all your banking and insurance needs. From what I understand,
you need
to
put their logo up for this website.
From what I understand, yeah, do it. You don't need to be a veteran to have the banking. I believe you do to have the car insurance though.
Man.
But
I'm really,
you know, go on the website.
I'm really happy that like literally nothing happened to your car, like no one stole it or anything like that, because I've been a victim of, like, you know, people busting into my car and stealing stuff in
and
there.
And slash tires.
Really? Slashing my tires and
breaking
scraping
into windows.
Scraping up the side of my car. We even remember in when we were doing way back in the day backyard wrestling, someone broke the window of my brother's car, and we turned it into an angle somehow. I don't know, you remember that? And we blamed it on the shocker or whatever he changed his name, Jason's name to.
You gave Jason a pile driver on top of the hood. I like dented it.
Or it's like so every time I pulled off, I remember I pulled up in my car, and then it's like all of a sudden you turn the match. Like, you brought the match over to my car, and then you did a moonsault off the hood. I was
that's
like, damn it, Joe, what the hell?
That, I guess that became, like, part of the... It's like if whoever's car is close by, we're either going to moonsault, or someone's going to get
thrown
off.
Wasn't close by? You guys were, like, in the front, near your front door, and then you just, like...
We saw it?
It's like
did
you looked up,
it?
And then all of a sudden some errant Irish whip came up, and then you got... Next thing I know, you guys are on my car. I was like, what?
Irish Whip. I like these names of wrestling moves.
Yeah, I know. Irish
Russian,
Whip.
Irish.
Side Russian leg sweep.
The black drop.
the black breaker.
So how's it been going with you, Danny? You're still in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's still going pretty well. Yeah. Has anyone broken into your car or anything
You know,
like
it's
that?
Funny. It's funny you mentioned that, because when James went, he started sending me all these random text messages. He goes,
still?
Damn it! And then some just racist remarks about people breaking into his car. And though here's the reality. My parents, where I'm staying, they live kind of close to where James is staying right now. And a long time ago, my mom wasn't working at the time, so our townhome has every townhome is allowed two parking spaces right in front of their house.
Yeah,
and there's kind of like this cul-de-sac circle on the top of the hill where everyone parks their additional vehicles. So my mom's car was sitting there for a couple days and it wasn't moving at all. And then one day I went back up to move it down because my sister left. She went back to school or something, so she left, and I was gonna move my mom's car back down to the parking space. And I hop in the car. Or I put the key in, all of a sudden I realized door's unlocked. I'm like, oh, this is not good, because, we always lock our doors or whatever. So I go in, CD player's missing.
It's completely gone. The whole CD player just yanked out?
It was an aftermarket CD player to begin with, so I can understand why it was taken, but it was gone. It was like a very, very, very skilled thief, because they didn't break a thing. It was just like seamless gone. And when I got a new CD player, the guys are like, I told him, I was like, yeah, I need to replace one that was stolen. And then he's like, well, whoever stole your CD player must have been a pro, because they left all the necessary equipment that makes this install really easy. I was like, oh, how courteous of that thief to leave all the equipment behind.
He gave you another chance, man.
Damn it.
Gave you another chance.
But yeah, this happened. This is probably maybe three miles away from where James is staying right now. So I was like,
I think it's the same guy? No.
No, so I was like, I can kind of relate. But the funny thing is, I told James, I was like, you're going to be really fucked up. It's like, that guy you rescued from the car crash.
Oh, man.
It would have been like, I was like, I bet you he didn't realize that was your car and tried to do it anyways. And I bet you it was him.
It's like that an episode of Lost.
No,
I said it was
Saving Private Ryan, where the guy rescues, he lets that Nazi soldier go. And then later in the movie, that Nazi soldier ends up coming to kill him.
Oh, man.
I still haven't seen that film.
James, you think that's what it was?
I didn't spoil anything.
You haven't seen Saving Private Ryan?
Well, I haven't seen it, but it's been 15 years, so it's my fault that I haven't seen it yet.
I still haven't seen Titanic.
What? Oh, my God.
I never saw Titanic either.
Rules.
We should spoil Titanic for you guys right now.
No!
Everybody dies.
Everyone at the end, the boat sinks.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Joel Schumacher would do something different with it.
Favorite part about when the boat sinks.
I don't know. I'm just bullshit.
James Cameron.
Why would anyone watch a Joel Schumacher movie?
My favorite part when the boat sinks, there's one guy that's at the tip of the boat that falls, and you hear him clunk as he goes down.
Oh, they should have incorporated a Wilhelm scream into that.
Yeah! Patented.
That'd be awesome. I think it's so inappropriate.
Titanic is an awesome movie. I saw it in the, it was in the theaters for forever. My mom and I saw it near the end of the theater run, and everyone in line were all these girls that love Leonardo DiCaprio. They're like, oh my God, I've seen it eight times. And they're all hyper to see it for their
Jesus,
ninth time.
That's 24 hours of your life right there.
It was basically the equivalent of Twilight now, but better in my eyes. But anyway, so we were seeing it our first time, and it was really awesome. And then for probably 15 years, I didn't ever watch it again. And it was on TV about a year ago. And so I was like, oh, I'll check this out, Titanic again. And watching it as a more mature woman, it's such an awesome movie, though. I really enjoyed it.
You know what?
I like it. So.
I don't think Kate Winslet is attractive at all.
They have a shot of her when she's naked in
it. What makes Kate Winslet not attractive to you?
I don't know. She just doesn't do it for me.
Is she better than Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
Well, Sarah Jessica Parker is kind of a horse face.
She
so
is.
No. So no. I don't know. Kate Winslet is Kate Winslet is above Sarah Jessica Parker.
Let's see. Let's put the Kate Winslet up. What has Kate Winslet done right now that's made her pretty awesome?
Man, she's like a corset queen. She just does period films and
that's
nothing
true.
Cool.
What? She did Eternal Sunshine.
That's true.
Well, that's still kind of being
Clementine.
Artsy.
Doesn't make it what corset.
Well, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Okay, so all corset queen or all corset roles are artsy. And all Kate Winslet
she's an
does
actress.
Is artsy stuff.
She's right.
She doesn't do anything
I'm trying to think if she's done anything like contemporary or anything. I mean, the only thing, my favorite thing she did was Eternal Sunshine. After that, I'm not even sure what she did.
She did a movie about like Beatrix Potter.
Who's that?
The writer of like the Benjamin Bunny and stuff like that.
Benjamin Bunny?
Yeah. Or, you know those fairy Funicula? Tales? Those fairy tales that has the bunny? The Peter, oh, not Benjamin Bunny. Peter the Rabbit? Peter Rabbit. You know those books, Peter Rabbit?
Oh, I did see a movie where she was like naked in it all the time. It's Little Children. And she was just having sex.
Yes. Is that
your favorite Kate Winslet role?
Yeah, that is
my favorite Kate Winslet role because no, it humanizes her in some degree.
Because it's like, she wasn't in
exactly,
a corset.
Yeah,
period
I remember
piece.
That. I remember that. For some reason, I was thinking Drew Barrymore, but yeah, that was Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
She was just like an unhappy housewife.
And she was just like cheating on the guy who played Owlman.
Yeah, and it had Rorschach in it. Yeah Rorschach.
It was basically the cast of the Watchmen.
I just call him Rorschach.
Is the cast of Watchmen naked, too?
Probably.
What about that big blue guy? He's always naked.
He's always naked.
Yeah.
Mr. Manhattan, or Dr. Manhattan.
Big blue dong!
It's like, you know how unhappy people would have been if he wasn't naked? That would have been so strange. Like, no, fuck you, he's not naked.
We gotta get that dong in there at one point.
Are you watch that movie now, James?
Let's show it to the North. Let's have the dong part where he's fighting the Vietnamese.
He's just walking around, giant.
What are you talking about? I don't even know.
Damn it, Watchmen!
If you're not on your
no,
your
I
iPhone.
Haven't seen that. Then.
Oh, you need to see Watchmen. That movie rules.
Speaking of racial profiling, I just want to bring this up.
Blue? Because of blue people.
I just want to bring this up that like when the Virginia Tech the second shooting that just happened
Holy
this week.
Holy shit! Yeah.
First of all, I like laughed about it. Some very small laugh, like the smallest laugh you
define
can possibly
a, define
do.
A small laugh.
I was just like, huh, Virginia Tech again, like that type of thing, and like, cause that's like honestly my honest reaction. Like, I feel bad that somebody died. Obviously, like,
all right. So what happened? Because I don't even know the full story.
I don't know
yet.
The full story, but it is, and details are still being released.
James, what's the word on the street?
From what I understand, some guy got pulled over by the cops and shot the cop and ran away.
No. See,
and then shot himself.
What happened was there was a traffic stop,
right.
But the guy who was pulled over wasn't the killer.
Oh.
Supposedly, another person just kind of walked up to the police car and opened fire at the cop.
What? So it's like a secondary, like a
yeah, another person just kind of walked up and opened fire on the cop.
A third party murder?
Yeah, apparently just ran away, and then like because I remember when it happened live, and I was
It happened live?
No, I'm not live. I remember when it. Broke. It was like CNN.com breaking news.
Yeah.
And then
another shooting at Virginia Tech.
It was at like, you know,
Virginia
like
Tech 4.
It was like 2 p.m. or something. And all through the day, there'd be periodic updates. And then they said like half a mile from the place near this lake, there's a second body found. They're dead. And then I was like, oh shit, this person's on a rampage.
I'm just laughing. I shouldn't be laughing.
And then later on in the day, like the next day when I looked back, they were like, the last report was weapon found near the second body. And then the next day was the second body was the killer. They turned a gun on themselves.
Yeah.
Why do they always do that, man?
Yeah. I was like, there were a couple thoughts that went through my head. The first thought was when I heard like shooting at Virginia Tech, I was like, please don't be another Asian guy.
Yes,
please don't be another Asian guy.
That's what I was getting at.
And then
I was just hoping for that.
Yeah, and then my second
You're
priority
was
going
to be an Asian.
Then my second thought was
no. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be. An
please
Asian.
Don't be a student. Unfortunately, it wasn't a student.
It was a Radford student.
Was it a Radford student?
That's the latest I've
really?
Heard.
Really? All right, that's news to me.
It was an infiltrator.
But it wasn't. But
now I did hear this one piece of information, and I just want to say I cannot verify it. Because I haven't heard it from actual media, but I heard it from a former Virginia Tech student who I work with. And he said that apparently the boy that did the shooting was abused by the officer. And I have not heard that anywhere else.
So this is an inside. This is an
I don't know what his source is.
Actual vendetta. Then why would he kill himself?
But then also,
personal
I
incident,
guess he
whatever.
Maybe felt bad that he was abused for so long.
Well, I would.
I don't know.
Abuse. This was all this
what
abusing
kind,
happening.
Kind of abuse?
I don't know. That's
is,
all I heard. And
like
when
sexual?
I heard that, I was just like,
sexual.
Of course it's sexual abuse.
Why is it? This is always
sexual.
Dude, there's so much. Why is there so much abuse happening in all these colleges,
you
man?
See, but also, I just want to say that I have not heard that anywhere else. So, like, I kind of just want to point out that it's like, well, it's I guess it's a source, but then I'm like, I don't think it's a credible source because I haven't heard it reported by the media. But I will say, I feel like the media in this case of the second Virginia Tech shooting, I really felt like the media was like slow to report stuff. Like the name
what
of
was,
the person.
What else was happening on that day?
I think that maybe the media was just trying to, like, verify things. Like, and also at the same time, like, that apparently that officer that was killed at the traffic stop, like, he had a family and kids and everything. So it's like, I hope he didn't abuse, you know. Like, it just kind of sounds nasty.
Did they say what type of abuse it was?
No, I don't
know. Not, like, just, like, a racial abuse,
they just said abuse,
you know?
They just said abuse.
You know, it's sexual.
But it does kind of sound like a targeted thing, doesn't it, though?
There's more than one abuse than, like, just why sexual,
because
right?
If you get your ass kicked, you got your ass kicked. You weren't abused. I mean, physical abuse would be getting your ass kicked. But nowadays, it's like, if you hear the word...
Verbal abuse, right?
Verbal abuse,
you can... I mean, it has...
That's just getting owned.
And that happens on a daily.
Exactly. Everyone gets owned on a regular basis.
It doesn't mean that that's not abuse. That's the new abuse, man. That internet abuse.
But if you think
there's
about
so
it,
many,
though,
there's so
you
many,
get owned.
There's so many, there's so many MTV news segments now on internet abuse.
I was
that's
abused.
Yeah, cyberbullying.
MTV news.
Yet I doubt it's the cop was online abusing this one person.
He was on. He was leaving negative Facebook remarks, calling him a faggot and a queer, and then the cop's friends were saying owned. Oh, you are so owned. And then it snapped and went over the edge and decided to kill the cop.
Now, what was the race of the killer?
Story over.
The race of the killer, I do
white
not
kid.
Know, but I believe
he was a white guy.
White guy?
Yeah. And he was 22. That's all I know. And they did release the name, but they released it so late.
What type of gun did he use?
Don't know.
Was it an automatic?
No, it was just like a handgun.
A handgun?
It was the same gun that was found. The bullet matched the...
Now, my main question is not who the father is, but...
I want to know who the father is.
But why did he shoot himself? That's what happened. That's he.
Yeah, so you'll never
know. That's the thing. I was thinking, while I was like, all right, so after he killed the cop, I was like, this guy has two decisions. Apparently he had three. When I was thinking, I was like, he has two decisions. Turn himself in now and possibly get as much leniency as possible for turning himself in, or run for the rest of your life.
And let Batman handle it.
But then he decided to go with the third option, which was kill himself.
Yeah, but on the spot?
No, either way, you're either going to jail for the rest of your life, or you're... going to jail until you're, you know, put to death.
Now he's 22, so what would happen there? He goes to jail
as an adult.
And
he looked like a puss, so he's probably going to get his ass beaten.
I haven't seen his picture.
How does he look like, James?
I haven't seen his picture.
How does he look like, man?
Look it up.
All right,
look
on
the internet.
Scale between Josh Hoffman and
I'm
Ryan
not allowed
Jones.
To go on the internet.
Well, he's like right between Josh Hoffman.
Jesus.
Wait, John, what is it?
Look, that's like a perfect combination. It's like a combination of the two. Look it up. Just look up the picture.
Just look up Josh Hoffman on Facebook.
These people on
no,
Facebook.
Don't look up Josh Hoffman.
I don't even know who that is.
Man, there's probably like 80 Josh Hoffman.
Guy in high
States.
School.
Yeah, if you go on Facebook, type in Josh Hoffman, or like the first 10 will probably say
like... I feel like
say,
I
like,
should know who this is,
you know,
but I don't.
Queens, New York City, or some crap.
All right, you guys got to tell who Josh Hoffman is. Are we supposed to?
Let's no, let's not. Let's, no.
He looks like a Jew.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Kind of like
Adam Sandler
mixed with a quart of David Schwimmer and
God.
It just like irritates me though that it's like at Virginia Tech again. Like that's why I like had to laugh about it.
So this guy,
like, really?
So you're saying that this Jewish guy was abused by cops?
No, this black African Jew.
No, we're not saying he's Jewish. We're just saying he
the
looks like a wimp.
The thing is like, but I just want to point out that this whole abusal charge, like, I have not even heard about in the media, and you feel like you would have heard about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like,
yeah,
so
they were really slow to release.
They were
details.
Like, this is, but what I don't understand is like, well, how come we haven't heard about that? And I only heard about that from one of my sources, which
because
I don't know
one,
is that credible?
Because only one person died, right? One
but
person
then,
was killed.
But then think, no, two people were killed.
Really, is one. Like, you can't count the killer who turned the gun on himself.
Technically,
as part of the,
two
part
people
of
died.
Count.
That's just murder suicide.
Yeah, it's murder suicide. But
murder,
the,
death,
but
kill.
What I don't understand
murder,
is like,
murder,
you,
death, kill.
To
lay
me, that would really you really have to be targeting that guy though, just based on like. What I know. So it's like, well, what was the motive? You know? Like, I can't verify the abuse.
Yeah, they haven't really...
I mean, it has to be a strong enough motive for a person just to literally walk up to someone and blam blam.
Slightly more severe than getting owned on the internet.
Yeah.
And has to, like, really... But
Danny's
I feel like,
voting for sexual.
As far as, like, you're saying, like, why would that person...
sexual.
Why, it's so sexual. Why did that person, like, have to kill himself? You know, it's kind of like that... You'd have to have so much resent to, like, to the point that you'd want to, like, kill that person. And then on top of it, you feel, like, so horrible about your life because your life's already screwed up.
Damn it, Joe, you're trying to make me sound like I'm rooting for it to be sexual. I'm like, sexual abuse, come on, sexual abuse, come on, be sexual abuse. Yeah!
Do you know
I knew it was fucking sexual abuse.
That dude touched his dong, man.
I just want to point out that
that's why I got fucked up.
This conversation is, like, so awesome because, like, whenever I try to talk like this in front of other people, they are always like, I don't know, they just
get
don't
defensive.
They don't like understand
because
like,
civilians
our humor,
don't civilians
you know?
Don't understand, man. Civilians
just,
parents just don't
no,
understand.
You're just ignorant. Like, you know, they have no like idea about how to talk like this, and I just think it's hilarious how
no,
we can
it's
laugh
like,
at
it's
it.
It's like when people are on the internet or just people you don't really know that well, everyone, it's like the safe bet is to be righteous. And it's so funny because you guys have heard about those It Gets Better campaign things.
Yes.
James, you know about those. Like, every baseball team had a
Pixar
It Gets Better.
Pixar
like,
did it.
Wait,
did
tell me about
that?
Tell me about
it
this.
It Gets Better. Now, Huzzard and I were having a conversation about this. They're like, there are all these commercials about like anti-bullying.
Yeah.
And they're always
be
like,
a star and stuff
yeah.
like that.
It's like, do this instead of this. Do this instead of bullying others. And to those who are getting bullied, it gets better. And then the thing is...
Well, they also have a gay campaign that's focused
on
that,
they,
too.
No, it's not that they also have a gay campaign. It's pretty much all
it's
they
the
have
same.
Is the gay campaign.
Oh,
okay. The whole It Gets Better thing, it is almost entirely targeted
towards
people getting bullied for being gay. And it's like you know what? That's only one small... it's not really small, but it's only one demographic out of many that get bullied on a regular basis. I was like, shit, I got bullied because... I got bullied back growing up in the... backcountry waters of like the Shenandoah Valley because I was like the only Asian person in the entire area.
Yeah.
I got bullied for that. And I got bullied again for being a fat kid. And I got bullied again for being different or some other thing. So I was like, what? I got bullied for three different reasons.
I mean, I got bullied for like wearing glasses.
Exactly.
At one point.
Glasses.
Like,
or...
and I, like, glasses. It's like really? Because I was one of the first kids in kindergarten to like get glasses. So it's like, really, that's the one, like, they'll just pick out one different, like, you know, that's how kids are, I guess, you know, it's always going to be like that. But I feel like the gay thing now, it's like really in, like, it's really in because, like, I don't know, I just see, like, on Glee and this and that, like, all these younger kids being exposed to, like, the whole gay thing. And, like, I don't know about you guys, but when you're in high school and, like, middle school, it wasn't addressed at all. And then, like, nowadays generation, like, you know, I guess the generation after ours is, like, encompassed in this gay fascination.
I don't get it, but the bottom line is it's like the whole thing is it's always safer to be righteous with people you don't know that well. And
what does that mean, be righteous?
Like, just always pretend to take the high road.
Okay,
so it's like if someone says something that's really, someone is brave enough to say something that will probably anger others, they're the first person to jump on the dog pile, be like, no, you can't say something like that, that's not right. You need to feel like shit because you're wrong and stuff like that.
Yeah, like when I made that Virginia Tech comment, like I was at work and then they were just like, really? That's your reaction to it? You just laugh. And then they're like, somebody just died. And I was like, I'm not laughing that somebody died. I was like, I'm laughing that it's at Virginia Tech again.
So
like,
one of my favorite authors, Bret Easton Ellis. This is the guy that wrote American Psycho and The Rules of Attraction. And like Less Than Zero and stuff like that. But it's really, really nihilistic, macabre stuff. And he basically went on his Twitter account. And he was all like, if you're getting gay, if you're getting bullied for any reason.
Wait, what did you say?
If you're getting gay.
If you're getting gay.
If you're getting gay.
No, basically he said if you're getting bullied for whatever reason, like being gay or something, he said, you need to man up. It's like, it doesn't get better. Deal with it. I was like, holy shit, he told it how it is. And then what happens? Everyone jumps on him. Everyone jumps on him.
Oh, yeah, because somebody
like,
speaked up.
I was like, what?
In face-to-face or on
online
message boards?
Probably both. I mean, naturally it happened to Twitter, but you know what? No one did it to his face because everyone's too pussy to do it to someone else's
face.
Exactly, man. So everyone did it over the anonymity of the internet. They all jumped on his ass on Twitter. They're like, Bret Easton Ellis, your movies now suck because you're an asshole.
Oh, my God.
Really? I was like,
and
bullshit.
And yet that is
I bet
not
you
true.
Own every single one of his books like I do. I'm like, man, I want to meet this motherfucker more than ever now. I'll be like, Bret Easton Ellis, you're right. You need to man up.
I mean, that's pretty.
Deal with it.
I think that's true. Like, no matter what you are, man, just freaking stand up for, show some self-respect for being who you are.
Just deal with it.
I don't really give a flying fuck whatever nationality or what, you know, just.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter what race you are.
It's easy to pick on someone who lets it happen, too, sometimes. Wait, what? What happened?
What?
She said it doesn't matter what race you are.
Well, yeah. When it does matter.
Just because I don't follow the... If it
matters.
If it's not white...
It doesn't matter what race you are.
It's not white, it's not right.
Unless you're Pakistani or from Somalia.
If it's not white, it's not right.
I just want to point out that two of the people in this room are not
Kerwin
white.
It was Chavo Guerrero. He did the white gimmick.
Remember,
yeah. Oh,
you
don't remember that?
If it's not white,
it's
not right.
Yeah, it was Chavo.
I don't think I was watching it. Yeah,
Chavo was that gimmick when Eddie died.
Yeah, Chavo dyed his hair blonde and started wearing sweater vests and started coming down the ring in a golf cart.
And he was like, white upper class.
Yeah, he was trying to be Carlton, and he was doing the gimmick of if it ain't white, it ain't right. And
remember,
then like 2 weeks later, Eddie died.
But that was his best gimmick ever, too, man.
Yeah, it was the gimmick that had so much potential, and then Eddie died. And then,
of course, they couldn't play off of that.
Exactly.
You know?
And, but you know, it's funny because he had that match against Bradshaw. Like the tribute match against Bradshaw.
He still had the.
And then he came out to his old music, so it's all like, ooh, Chavo.
Dun, 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 dun.
But then he comes out and his hair is still bleach blonde.
You can't just get him still.
It's still bleach blonde, and he's wearing Eddie's old boots.
See, that's the worst thing.
And he has a frog splash.
See, that's the worst thing when a tragedy happens in wrestling and you're stuck with like a silly gimmick while everyone else is looking sad.
Yeah. It's what's his face? When Owen Hart died. Like, Mosh was still wearing his Beaver cleavage sweater vest out of the ring the next day.
Oh, man. But, like, also, I just want to speak, like, as a cartoonist.
You speak on this.
I love how, basically, I, like, love stereotyping. And as
stereotypings are awesome.
And, like, I love how, like, wrestling stereotypes and, like, cartoon stereotype. There's certain things that, like, I love about it, but it's just amazing to me how, like, the average person is so scared of stereotypes.
One. What was the second one?
I think the problem is because they were just told that it's wrong. I guess it. I don't know. Is stereotyping wrong, Danny? James? Let's bring it out in the open.
You know what? The politically correct answer is yes, it is wrong. But for me personally, I don't give a shit. I think it's hilarious.
But see, I love it.
James, do you think it's wrong?
Well, there's always a reason for stereotypes.
They're partially
because
true.
Because enough of the people of that, whatever, act that way or do that, you know.
Are you saying like they earned it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They earned it.
Yeah.
They earned that. Like they earned that.
Well, even like can Danny attest, like as we're both graphic designers, and even like when I'm looking for images, they're like we need to have a black person for this one, or we need to have an Asian.
There's no
this.
Such thing as a black person in a stock photo that's real.
Well, yeah, but like I'm just saying that like I've always been told like it's basically stereotyping though, if you think about it.
See,
so I'm stereotyping in my job, like as a requirement. For, like, professional work.
See, for me... Well, go ahead.
No, we're stereotyping what?
Anything, whatever.
Anything.
No, I mean...
Gamers,
all right,
nerds,
so, like, in Carolyn... All right, race. So in Carolyn's example, let's say she's making a brochure for, like a very high-end lawyer office or something, and they're like, we want some diversity. Find a picture of a high-powered black lawyer. Well, and so you can't
that's
just
not,
put...
See, that's the opposite of stereotyping. That's...
It's trying to include everybody.
Yeah, that's racial profiling.
But in a way, it's stereotyping. But it's stereotyping, like, I don't know. I still view it as stereotyping.
See,
find a Hispanic person working
like
really hard.
See, this
you're
is
right, right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She's the opposite.
See,
you're like, isn't that? That's not possible.
Well,
right?
What's it? Idioms? They're idioms.
Let's go. Let's find a. I don't know. Let's find some. Freaking white dude out there picking lettuce and
picking lettuce.
He can't.
He's selling oranges on the freaking freeway.
They don't sell oranges on the freeway.
Exactly.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. In Florida, yeah, they do.
Wait, who? White people?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but they are.
No, he's so astounded.
No. Typically, they're typically like the biggest fucking rednecks in the world, and they're like underneath interstate bridges or something. So it's like when you drive through and get stuck at the red light, they come up to you with giant bags of oranges and stuff. Like, hey, man, grew these down here in Florida, down in Sarasota. It's like, as you roll up your window.
But let me ask you this. In this day and age, are people as bothered by it, really? Because it is comical in a way that it's to that level where people understand, like, I know it's true. You know, like,
if they are
like
bothered,
that.
I think it's an act.
No. Most likely,
get a damn sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are full of it.
I think people who get I have a weird sense of humor, but I feel like people today, you know, if you don't get it, you really don't have a sense of humor, or you just you're so tightly wound trying to be perfect that you know you're already fucked up in the head. You know, that's what I say.
All right, so my parents had a barbecue restaurant in Oxon Hill, Maryland, when I was growing up. So I mean, do the math. Oxon Hill, Maryland. Come on. A barbecue restaurant.
Chicken farms over there.
it doesn't take a genius to know what it was.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I worked there for like a year, didn't, you know, helping out the parents, helping with the cash registers. So they didn't have to hire some incompetent fool. And we had a fountain with Pepsi products. And I'm not kidding. It was Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper. And then typically it's like they always had like one or two extra ones. And most, a lot of places they just had another Pepsi.
Yeah,
because it was like the, you know, it's the most popular of the products, so they have two of it. Mm-hmm. No, no,
two
no.
People can get it at the same time.
We had grape. That's the thing. The little sticker, the little
grape drink.
Yes, the little sticker. The little sticker on it was just a purple sticker. It was actually designed. Someone actually had took a few minutes to design the word grape. That looked like it was like moving, like a swoosh, like a, it was curved.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it was designed, but it was not like a corporate logo by any stretch of the imagination. It was just grape. And then,
grape. It looked like the last Crush logo, but it's a grape.
Yeah, it was all purple though instead. Purple? Yeah. But and then the last one, Hawaiian Punch. I was like, so we got the main Pepsi products,
and we got
purple drink, and we got red drink too. Yes. And then sure enough, man, when the end of the month. The first bags to go empty was always Hawaiian Punch. It was the nice. First one. Yeah, and it's like because I remember I looked at the receipts of like my dad who's ordering the soda products. It's like, seriously, statistically, he could make it one whole year on one bag of Diet Pepsi. Nobody drank it. But like at the end of the year, he'd have gone through like four bags of Hawaiian Punch. Yes. I'm not kidding. I was like, I'm not... It's true.
Now, where does this come from, Danny? Where is this love for fruit Hawaiian Punch originate?
I don't have the slightest clue. I don't have the slightest clue one bit. I don't know why.
We need to come down to it.
There's got to be a website out there that like breaks
come on,
it
man.
Down.
And, because that's all.
That breaks it down and like really, really digs deep and tries to find out why.
My theory is
African Americans like red drinks.
My theory is this: how much is it in a pack? How he could just add water, dude. It comes down to that budget.
But the thing is, it never really mattered what kind of drink it was as long as it was red. I'm not kidding. I had a friend who, we went to 7-Eleven one day, and I got a big gulp, and another guy got like a hot dog, one guy got nachos, and then
nachos.
The black guy in our group. He came to the counter carrying a Mountain Dew Code Red.
What?
I'm not making this stuff up.
They just like red.
Yeah, and then, no, and the best part was someone else called him out on it. They're like, hey, man, what's that? He goes, what is... And they looked at his hand and realized he's holding a bottle of red drink. And he's like, "Ah, shit." Because he realized right there he was busted for a stereotype.
See, man, I don't mind stereotyping because I look above the stereotyping. When I think of that, all I think about is marketing. Pure, unadulterated, perfect marketing that can fall in that hands. Stereotyping is just another way of finding the right demographic.
See, you know,
right.
Like Tyler Perry.
You're definitely right.
See, I get accused. People are like, "Man, you're such a racist." And I was like, "Okay, I'll admit, I find racist humor."
Such
so
a racist.
Yeah,
Danny.
I was like, I admit, I find racist humor to be.
You go and hate crime everyone.
Well,
oh
my gosh,
thing,
I love racist humor.
Here's the thing: it's like I think the true mark of a racist would be if you had kids or you had influence over a younger generation. Would you deliberately try to spread your beliefs to them? And I asked myself that question. I was like, if I had a kid, would I just blatantly say, hate all black people, hate all Mexicans? I'd be like, hell no, I don't want them to do that. I want them to accept others as equally as possible, and hopefully that those people would do the same for them.
See, I think people get confused when we stereotype or do any of that. It's not, we don't do it with hate behind our eyes. You know
no.
what I mean? It's not like, no. And then I will kill him. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
like, we have no desire to like hurt.
It's like nothing. I gave TJ so much shit about being black, but I didn't like burn a cross on his heart.
Exactly.
Be like, yeah, man, that's right, motherfucker.
We were never
black.
We were never like, if TJ ever liked like a white girl, we were like, no.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't like, water down our race.
Yeah. See, that's what's. You know, I don't understand the hate part. It's like, I don't know where that's a personal vendetta whenever that stuff happens.
When you act on hate, yeah, then it's a problem.
But see, when you stereotype, I feel like that's, I mean, yeah, there's some part of it, but like, we don't treat it behind hate. You know
no.
what I mean? Because we're fucking comedians.
It's hilarious.
That's what we do.
It is hilarious.
Did we ever talk about the guy that got owned?
Yes.
From WrestleMania?
Guy,
oh, we did?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Danny talked about it.
Yeah, that's right. The guy who got owned.
The guy who was owned at WrestleMania.
Oh, my
sitting
God.
In front of him. Yeah, we were talking about
you
it.
Might,
like,
you might as, well bring it back. Might as well bring it back.
We were talking about it the next day. Some like Huzzer brought him up or something. He's like, damn it, that guy in the Tebow jersey sucked. Danny's like, oh my god, that guy was so old.
Might as well retell the story.
All right, so floating on the internet is this very iconic picture of this obvious wife and husband, but they're Caucasians, and the baby they're holding is black. Half black, half white. So very obviously a mixed baby. And then there's just a hand-drawn in, like, MS Paint arrow. It's just, like, hand-drawn. And then the word in big Helvetica font, owned. Pointing at the dude. Sure shit ain't was his kid.
So did that happen at WrestleMania? Is that
yeah,
what
it, yeah,
wasn't
like,
there, like, two kids, though?
Yeah, right in front of us was this woman who looked like she clearly had a history of fun in her past. And either her long-term boyfriend or husband, who is also a white guy, and then the two kids sitting next to them were two half-black, half-white teenage kids.
Yeah. He was wearing a Tebow jersey, too.
Yeah, he was wearing a Tim Tebow jersey. The Broncos won.
But didn't he keep doing dumbass things the whole time? He kept...
No, that was that fag in front of him with the with all the John Cena shit.
Oh, man.
Like the super fan.
John Cena's super fan.
Yeah, he was a super fan because he like
that's there's all so
there,
many
there
of
there
them.
There can
now.
Only be a super fan of Cena. I think.
Yeah, but the thing is, all the Rock
can't
is
go
right.
Halfway with him.
His fans are primarily before they're prepubescent kids. This guy had to have been like 23 years old in college or something because he was wearing his goofy bro University of Georgia hat. But then he had the
drunk guy.
Yeah, he had the brand new John Cena
sucked.
Shirt.
The red one?
Yeah, the red one. Because I was like, that's brand new because they released it
that day yeah.
for WrestleMania. So here he is in his he changed shirts at the fucking arena.
He went from orange to red.
Yeah, he probably took off his Barney purple shirt and put on his Kool-Aid Man red John Cena shirt. And he even had the wristbands. He was wearing wristbands. He bought
Did
two
he have the
sets.
Hat?
No. Because he didn't want yeah, there's no way he was gonna take off his bro hat. That was backwards, like Grandmaster B.
When I bought the CM yes. Punk shirt, I was like super close to buying those CM Punk like wristbands that have the X on it. I was like, and then I like thought about it. I was like, oh, do I really need this? And I was like,
I mean, girls can get away with it because it's kind of cute in a way. But
yeah, it's cute.
This dude was a bona fide bro. Like, you know, he's going back to Athens, Georgia, and doing a kegger the next day. But not, but like, so, he, but for some unknown reason, Cena. He has like an undying dedication to John Cena. He had like two wristbands on each of his arms. He was pounding Miller Lights all night. Yeah.
For a while, like, I never really disliked Cena, but for a while, like, everyone was really heavy hating on him. And then for a split second, for like a day or two, I kind of jumped on that bandwagon. And I was like, yeah, Cena does kind of suck. But then like a day later, I thought about it and I was like, no, he doesn't.
You know, the more people pretend to hate Cena, the more I like him. The more
yeah,
I admire him.
Yeah, exactly. Because I loved that picture. Was it WrestleMania when he went up to those other guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, he like, I guess he won and like there's guys. There was a guy.
No, that
in
was like a Survivor Series.
Was it that? I don't remember where. But they like had I hate Cena, but then Cena went right up to them and he was like posing with them and all super smiling. And then that was the moment when I was like,
yeah, they had
yeah,
like,
I love Cena.
Was it Joe?
Like,
they had like four or five guys that were wearing the shirts that said
I hate Cena,
and then they said or you can't wrestle with the C in the thing and there, the C in the
there's
anti-mark.
Like a,
the
there's X a specific over. Guy at one arena that. That's known as the I hate Cena guy. Like he's a black dude and he wears
yeah,
like,
yeah. And he's at like he's. I see him on Raw a lot,
and he always poses
but
with
see,
him.
For yeah. me, like I personally think that that's kind of dumb. It's like you're investing first of all, like you know, well paid for seats to have like you know perfect visibility of your advertising on your T-shirt or your sign or whatever. And then on top of it, it's like you're actually making shirts, which you know it costs like probably $20 or $30 just to make a shirt.
Well, honestly, I think he's trying to sell them. It's a there are a couple people that show up. So
oh, they
have
like
a
website
a run.
Online.
I bet you anything. They're trying to sell them online.
Man,
wouldn't WWE
make a freaking killing if they actually made like an anti-Cena shirt?
No. They
we hate
would.
Cena.
But you can't have a shirt like that.
Against like your
you
hero.
You can't be a company that's part of like Be a Star with the anti-bullying
yeah.
campaign and sell a shirt that says
we
I
hate
Cena.
No, it says we hate Cena. Yeah. I mean, these guys are selling it with the intent that hoping it spreads.
See, but like. In all honesty, like, that's fine, I guess, you know, if they want to keep it as a business, whatever. But at the same time, it's, like, really negative, though. Like, as a person, I'm just like, so you want to devote your time and energy into a business about hating Cena? Like, that's just kind of evil.
It's
like,
kind of unnecessary,
well,
but
exactly.
Whatever.
I mean, it's if they're having fun with it, I guess if there's a little twist for them to have fun with it, I guess that's fine. But I remember Mandy Moore was in some interview a long time ago, like, maybe 8 years ago, and she said, like, she was like, yeah, I found out that there was like a I Hate Mandy Moore website. And she was like, yeah, that's, she's like, I didn't really understand that, because she's like, why is somebody putting all this like time and energy into like hating me?
Oh, but see, like wrestling is completely different, though.
But wrestling is
wrestling.
But,
you can make money off of being hated.
That's true, you know? Because you have heels and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it only makes me stronger.
Yeah, but I mean, but it kind of like as a person though, it kind of like made me think about that Mandy Moore thing. So I was like, really, why would anyone really hate Mandy Moore that much enough to like buy a website name URL and like make a website for it and like hate her so much? It's like, that's like, to me, like, it's like, why don't you just turn it into positivity, you know? And like,
James, have you ever seen that
focusing
picture
on her?
No.
It's like this purple square. It says your hate only makes me stronger, and it's got like arms sticking out of it, flexing with huge muscles.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, I haven't seen that.
Your hate only makes me stronger.
That's true. Good to live by.
That was a really interesting show, man.
You know, the best part is James is like, I have a feeling this is gonna be a really racial episode.
It's always
and
a racial
when
episode.
It wasn't going that direction, James just threw a Molotov
you
cocktail
bring me back.
And says like,
you bring me back.
He had a Molotov cocktail with a piece of duct tape around it that said race on it. He threw it down. And goes, let's start this motherfucking fire.
Yeah, it's all good.
But I thought that was pretty fun, man. We brought down the, told James a story, did a little bit of the truth behind stereotyping, then anti-Cena. That's a good, well-rounded show, man, if I say so myself. Well, there you go, guys. My name is Joe.
I'm Carolyn. Thanks to Danny and James for joining us this week.
Thank you for having us.
We hope you come back
again. Sim Salabim.
Sim Salabim.
Sim Salabim.
Hajis.
There you go. See you later, Carolyn.
No, adios.
What? Thanks, guys. Catch y'all later. StraightProductions.com, curls-studio.com. Have a good night.